Test 1-2-3. Test 1-2-3. Test 1-2-3.
Welcome back to the Fresno Grizzlies pregame show. Welcome back to the Fresno Grizzlies pregame show. I'm here with San Jose Giants hitting coach Travis Ishikawa. Thanks for taking time for this interview.
The Grizzlies offense, they scored 11 runs on 14 hits and 3 walks, notching a run in 4 different frames, which included a season-high 5 runs in the first. They also had a season-high 3 runs in the 8th inning. Every Fresno starter reached base at least once, with 8 of the 9 batters tallying a hit. A trio of players logged multi-hit games, with a quartet of batters picking up 2 or more RBI. Caleb Hobson reached base 4 times at the top of the lineup, continuing his unbelievable stretch as the leadoff hitter. G.J. Hill went 4-for-5 with his 4th home run in his last 5 games, a 2-run shot. He had a double and 2 singles. He also had 3 RBI and 4 runs scored in the contest. Andy Perez added a triple and 2 RBI. Jason Hinchman with 2 RBI as well. Home runs from Felix Tena, who extended his hit streak to 9 games. And Ben McCabe, a solo shot, his first of the season. So the Grizzlies were all over the offensive leaderboard. They got some help from Jack Mahoney, who picked up his 3rd win of the season, his first one since the middle of April. Stu Flez in the 3rd out of the bullpen. He struck out 5 over 2 outstanding innings of relief. The Grizzlies held on to win 11-4 last night, and they look for the series win tonight. They are hungry for more as they give the ball to left-hander Isaiah Coupe, a 4-1 record, a 4.54 ERA for the Ohio State product. He will be countered by the California League reigning pitcher of the week in Hubert Mejias, a 2-2 record, a 3.57 ERA. And Dan Runzler, the Giants pitching coach, said that Mejias is starting to figure things out. And let's see if the Grizzlies can stop the strong performance from last week from Mejias. So great pitching matchup in Coupe and Mejias as we get set for Saturday evening baseball in the South Bay. Well, prior to tonight's game, I sat down with Giants, San Jose Giants hitting coach and former Fresno Grizzlies first baseman Travis Ishikawa, who joined us on the pregame show. We had to talk about a couple of his hitters, which included Bryce Eldridge and Jonah Cox. We also talked about what he does on an everyday basis and what it feels to be back in San Jose. Our pregame guest is former Fresno Grizzlies first baseman Travis Ishikawa and current San Jose Giants hitting coach Travis Ishikawa. We'll be back after the break. When we come back, we'll have that interview with Ishikawa. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid Powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome back to the Fresno Grizzlies pregame show. I'm here with San Jose Giants hitting coach Travis Ishikawa. Thanks for taking time for this interview.
Thanks for having me.
So the first question I have for you, so welcome back first of all to San Jose, but how has this year been going for you?
It's been great. I'm in my 3rd year here in San Jose now, so just kind of getting a feel for how affiliate ball works and A-ball, and it's been a lot of fun. Just every year I learn as much as the players and just trying to help each and every single one of them hopefully achieve their dreams.
You have seen a lot of players come through here, graduate, do bigger and better things, and you have another great group of players as well too. And the guy I want to start with, of course, is Bryce Eldridge. Talk about the lanky first baseman.
I'm shocked. That's who you want to talk about first?
Yeah.
he's a great kid. You know, he came here at the end of last season, and you know, he didn't dominate the league by any means, but just watching him in the box, watching his presence and his demeanor, you would have thought this guy had been in pro ball for 5-6 years. He just a very mature approach to the game. Obviously he's playing right field last year, now he's at first base, and so there's been a lot of kind of growing pains there, but you know, you see the growth every week and how he's getting better and more confident over at first, and then the same thing in the box. He's been such a natural hitter. There hasn't been a ton to do with him. I think it's more just approach base and handling different things. Obviously he's gotten a little bit of failure this year and some injuries, but Overall, it's been just a joy working with that kid, and obviously I hope to look forward to seeing him play for a long, long time.
Do you see a lot of yourself maybe in a kid like that or some of these players as well too?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, from a maturity standpoint, I think I could kind of compare myself with him coming out of high school and being thrown into pro ball. Obviously, it's a little bit tougher. You know, obviously he's going straight to low A. We had that short season a little bit that we had to do. I got to be a part of as well. But yeah, just being the high school kid, trying to adjust to a league that's always older than you. But at the same time, too, he's done a phenomenal job. He hasn't needed a lot of help in adjusting.
Another guy that actually has looked fantastic as well, that has some time in the California League as well, is outfielder Jonah Cox, top of your lineup. He's done a little bit of everything for you guys.
Absolutely, yeah. He was one of those guys I was excited to see last year. Well, I guess from the opposing side, I wasn't excited to see. It seemed like he found a way on first base, and before he knew it, he was standing on third, and he was just kind of a pain in our neck. But I really liked him. So when we traded for him this offseason, I was really excited to see him and see what he can do. And to his credit, he's a hard worker. He's open to trying new things. If you've gotten a chance to see him play on the bases and on defense, he just flies around the field, really good arm. Just kind of a natural leader, a natural leadoff guy. Obviously, always kind of trying different things in the box. But at the end of the day, he makes it tough for pitchers. You get to two strikes, and before you know it, it's 3-2, and you've thrown 5, 6, 7 more pitches, and you're just wondering how to get this guy out. And you might get him out, but you're definitely sweating when that at bat's over with.
Oh, absolutely. He's fun to watch, and it's crazy to think now that we have faced him with two different teams as well, too. So another group that I want to talk about, though, is your international crop that you guys have, especially on this team as well, too. We can talk about Elion Rayo. We can talk about Cesar Quintas. He's had a great series so far.
Yeah, he's, again, I can't say enough about this group. They're all hardworking. They're willing to try different things to make adjustments. And if it doesn't work, we try something else. And they've been willing to listen and put up with me all season. But all those guys are just guys that have kind of come in. I mean, from opening day to now, their swings are a little bit different. And that's just because, you know, they're trying to adjust the league. They're, you know, pitchers have maybe figured some stuff out on. So now we have to make that adjustment and try to figure out how to attack those. And to their credit, they've all done a wonderful job and obviously make it exciting and have all come out big for us at some point this season.
There's a lot of guys waiting in the wings that could be here very soon. So I'm excited to see what you do with those incoming players as well for San Jose's maybe second half or even the start of 2025. But what does your daily look like as the hitting coach for the San Jose Giants?
Well, it's not a visualizing golf and just daydreaming about golf. No, I get to the fields. Usually I'll try to get in the weight room, get a little workout in before the players show up. Kind of around 1-2 o'clock, depending on the time of the game, we open up the cages. And if there are a couple players that want to kind of work a little one-on-one, we'll get together before that. Usually though, we open up the cages and guys come in and they get their work in, get themselves ready for the day. And then it's just, have them come out here for the batting practice. Obviously V and Keeve and all those guys, they do a really good job with the defense, getting the fundamentals, getting their ground balls, fly balls like that. And then we start the batting practice and I try to keep it a little bit looser. You know, these guys have all earned the right to kind of have a little bit more freedom in their batting practice. I haven't had to structure it too much, but at times just throwing in a few things just to make it a little bit challenging, make them think a little bit. And then we come here and instead of being able to eat spread, I have to do this interview with you. So I'm anxiously waiting for this interview to be over with so I can get some food. But then we'll have, just a quick little meeting with the hitters, getting ready for the game. And then at that point, my day's pretty much done. I mean, I'm still watching the game and talking with guys about approaches or plans or things like that. But, I heard it this year that the game is the test. And so they've already put their work, they've done their study, and now they just get to go out and play and have fun. And then we evaluate the next day and start it all over.
And another guy that's helping you this week in those meetings is Joe Panik. How cool is it seeing Joe Panik here as well?
It's been a blast. Joe and I go all the way back to when I came back in 14 after getting released by the Pirates, and he was in Fresno with me in AAA. And I immediately grew close with Joe. Just I could see the professionalism. I could see how hard of a worker he was. He was a grinder. Again, another guy just made at bats tough for pitchers and played the game hard and always learning. So it's been nice because, like I said, we got close in AAA. Obviously, I was probably, other than his family, his biggest fan when he got called up. And so obviously the whole 14 thing is, you know, history, but it's so cool to have him back in the Giants organization, and you just kind of see him now that the playing days are over. He's a little bit more relaxed, right? He's not having that daily grind of getting ready for the day that day, and but he's getting to share his knowledge with these young players, and it's really cool for these guys. I don't know if they realize how cool it is to be able to talk to a guy like Joe.
Well, let me tell you, it's always fun to talk to you. It's always fun to see guys like that as well. But good luck the rest of this week. Good luck the rest of the year, and hopefully the Grizzlies will get you tonight.
No, but thank you for that. But yes, the plan obviously is to not lose you guys ever again.
And we thank San Jose Giants hitting coach and former Grizzlies first baseman Travis Ishikawa for joining us on the pregame show. Hello and welcome back to the South Bay as your Fresno Grizzlies and San Jose Giants continue their six-game series with Game 5 Saturday Night Baseball tonight between Fresno and San Jose. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in to Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Steven Rice, and boy, we have a great matchup as the Grizzlies looking for a series win. With that being said, it's now time to head to the field for tonight's national anthem.
Tonight's rendition of the Star Spangled Banner. Please welcome to the Excite Ballpark microphone, Nairea Penn.
An outstanding national anthem to get us set for Saturday Night Baseball here in the South Bay between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown San Jose Giants. With that being said, it's now time for tonight's starting lineups. First, let's start with your Fresno Grizzlies, who come in with a record of 29-19, the proud single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. Your Grizzlies, managed by the reigning California League Manager of the Year, Steve Solis. Here's his Toyota starting lineup. Leading off and playing center field, number 24, Caleb Hobson. Batting second, the left fielder, number 31, G.J. Hill. Batting third at first base, number 25, Jason Hinchman. Batting fourth at shortstop, number 7, Andy Perez. Batting fifth at second base is number 22, Nick Guile. Batting sixth, the right fielder, number 14, Felix Tena. Batting seventh, the DH, number 28, Fadrio Cruz. Batting eighth, the catcher, number 33, Darius Perry. And batting ninth, the third baseman, number 1, Luis Mendez. And on the bump for the Grizzlies, the left-hander, number 11, Isaiah Coupe, a 4-1 record, a 4.54 ERA. So the Grizzlies' Toyota starting lineup once again under manager Steve Solis.
Hobson, Hill, Hinchman, Perez, Guile, Tenna, Cruz, Perry, Mendez, and Coupe on the bump. That lineup will take on right-hander Eubert Mejias, a 2-2 record, a 3.57 ERA. We'll give you the Giants lineup in the bottom of the first. Caleb Hobson will lead things off for Fresno as the Grizzlies looking for a series win and their third straight win here at Excite Ballpark as we get set for Saturday evening baseball. A beautiful night here to start the month of June. We have made it to June 1st as Mejias will work out of the stretch. Initially, he will come set around the face, and here comes tonight's first pitch. And it is a called strike, and we are underway at 6:02 p.m. No balls, one strike to Caleb Hobson. As Mejias again comes set in the stretch position, and it is another called strike. Counted no balls and two strikes. 72 degrees at first pitch, clear skies, 10-mile-per-hour winds out to right field. A beautiful night here in San Jose. No balls, two strikes to Hobson. Here's the pitch, and he swings and misses. And Hobson down on strike, something we don't see a lot from the center fielder Hobson. He is now 4-for-6 as the leadoff hitter this season. So now brings up the left fielder, G.J. Hill. Hill has been outstanding of late for Fresno, has homered in 4 of his last 5 games, has a team-leading 5 home runs. Yesterday's contest was 4-for-5 with 4 runs and 3 RBI as he will swing and miss, counted 0-1. Home plate umpire Jonathan Rector on the bases, Gabe Vargas. As here comes the 0-1 to G.J. Hill, the switch-hitting left fielder. And Hill checks his swing. Did he go around? He did not. Count a 1-1 strike. Fresno back in their gray uniforms, 14-4 wearing these uniforms. Fresno run across the front in black and red font. Red numbers on the back. As the 1-1 is inside, 2-1 strike. Fresno has the black cap, the black bill, the F/logo on top of that black cap. San Jose, they are transforming into the Churros, wearing those Churros jerseys. Counted 2-1 strike. Here comes the pitch to Hill. Outside, 3-1 strike. San Jose's Churros jerseys, they're black jerseys with a splash of Churro gold. They have the tricolored caps, orange, black, and white, and the Churro logo. As here comes the 3-1, a fly ball to right field, but it's right at the right fielder in Cassiani, and he will make the catch for the second out, and Hill is retired. So Mejias gets 2 very dangerous hitters out, and it brings up Jason Hinchman, another good bat in this Fresno lineup. Hinchman has reached base safely in 23 straight games. So 2 outs here in the top of the first. Here's the pitch to Hinchman. It's high. Count of 1-0. The Grizzlies scored 5 runs in the first inning yesterday. And so far, their first 2 batters set down by the right-hander in Mejias. Here's the 1-0, and it's outside of Hinchman. 2-0 strikes. Mejias, a 2-2 record, a 3.57 ERA, was the California League Pitcher of the Week last week. As here comes the 2-0, and it is a called strike. Count it 2-1 for Eubert Mejias. This is his 10th appearance, 9th start of the year, 40 1/3 innings. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled off by Hinchman. Count now at 2-2 strikes. Mejias in his last outing, he had 2 of them at Lake Elsinore. 10 combined innings, 2 hits, no runs, no walks, 10 Ks as another foul ball by Hinchman on a 2-2 count. So he made 2 starts, 5 innings, including 5 perfect innings on May 26th at Lake Elsinore. So he wants to continue his strong performances, as here is the pitch, and Hinchman, ground ball softly between short and third. Up with it is the third baseman, Ryo. Over to first, it's in time, and a 1-2-3 top of the first. We head to the bottom of the first, it was in Grizzlies baseball. We'll be back right after this.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid Powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Bottom of the first inning. No score here at Excite Ballpark in San Jose, California. The Giants will take on Isaiah Coupe, a 4-1 record, a 4.54 ERA. As Jonah Cox, the center fielder, will lead things off. The Giants 27-21, the proud single-A affiliate of the San Francisco Giants. As the first pitch to Jonah Cox is a called strike. Count it 0-1. San Jose 27-21 under manager Yedwin Villegas, the former Grizzlies infielder. Here's his lineup as there is a called strike to Jonah Cox. Counted 0-2. Jonah Cox in center field. Wade Meckler, he's in left. Batting third, first baseman Bryce Eldridge. Here's the 0-2 from Isaiah Coupe. And it's inside. Counted 1-2. Shortstop Justin Bench, he will hit fourth. The catcher Luke Schliger, he will hit fifth. DH Cesar Quintas, he will bat sixth. Giancarlo Cio, the second baseman, he hits seventh. Elion Ryo, the third baseman, hits eighth as the pitch is lined to right field. Long run for Tena, and he will not make the play up against the wall. And Jonah Cox is in a second base with a leadoff double. So just like that, Jonah Cox is in scoring position for left fielder Wade Meckler. So Elion Ryo, the third baseman, he hits eighth. The right fielder, Estenlin Cassiani, he will bat ninth for Yedwin Villegas. So again, for the Giants will be Cox, Meckler, Eldridge, Bench, Schliger, Quintas, Cio, Ryo, and Cassiani. So now Isaiah Coupe takes on Wade Meckler, and he will ground one right back to Coupe. And Coupe spins, looks back, the runner and Cox, the throw to first in time. It goes 1-3, and Meckler is out. And with one away, here comes first baseman Bryce Eldridge. So first pitch swinging for Meckler, and he cues one right back to Coupe. Coupe started running towards first and then realized, oh, Jonah Cox is at second. He looked back, Cox, who went back to the base, so he just finished the put out. As now he'll take on Eldridge, as that pitch is outside, count at 1-0. Bryce Eldridge is a talent for these San Jose Giants in the San Francisco Giants system. As here comes the 1-0 from Coupe, looks back the runner, and the pitch is outside, two balls and no strikes. Bryce Eldridge, just 19 years old. Second professional season, first round draft pick by the Giants last year. As here is a broken bat. Actually, I think it was just a piece of Eldridge's equipment. And it's a ground ball harmlessly to second. Guile makes the play for the second out. And up to third goes Jonah Cox. That was a weird play again, where a piece of the equipment of Eldridge fell behind him. And so now with two outs, it brings up the shortstop in Justin Bench. As Coupe looking to get out of this mini jam here in the bottom of the first with no score. As the pitch to Bench is low, count of one ball and no strikes. Isaiah Coupe, a 4-1 record, a 4.54 ERA. As here comes the 1-0 from Coupe. Swung on and missed. Count at 1-1. Good pitch from the southpaw in Coupe. Plenty of breaking stuff. Slider, curveball, changeup is Coupe's specialty. One ball, one strike to Justin Bench. Here's the pitch. And a ground ball up the middle. The shortstop in Perez down to a knee. He's up and makes the play. What a job for Andy Perez to help Coupe get out of the inning. No score as we head to the top of the second. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FreserGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Welcome back to San Jose, California, here at Excite Ballpark. Top of the second inning, no score between Fresno and San Jose as Andy Perez will lead things off. And the first pitch from Mejias is low. Count at one ball and no strikes. For Hubert Mejias, 23 years old, 6'3", 230 pounds. There comes the 1-0 outside, two balls and no strikes to Perez. Mejia is born in La Habana, Cuba. And so a battle of Cubans between Perez and Mejias as that pitch is low. Three balls and no strikes. Andy Perez, 2-for-5, a triple and two RBI in yesterday's contest. He also scored a run. Looks to start Fresno's offense here in the top of the second inning. Three balls, no strikes. Here's the pitch. And Perez will take a strike all the way. Good pitch on the outside part of the plate. Count at 3-1. So Andy Perez. Here comes the pitch. And he will take it high. Ball 4. He does not walk often, but Perez draws a leadoff walk here in the top of the second inning. And it brings up second baseman Nick Guile. Just his third start and fourth game with Fresno. Guile has one RBI. That was in the 10th inning in Thursday night's win for Fresno. And now a check on Perez. That was a very slow check over there. Wanted to see if Guile maybe would turn around and try to bunt it. Usually you'll see that happen to see if maybe the Grizzlies will show their hands on what they're trying to do. As Guile will swing and foul it off, counting no balls and one strike. From Mejias, who makes his 10th appearance, 9th start. As we said, had a fantastic two outings against the Lake Elsinore Storm. The Storm are now in first place in the California League South Division. So it shows the kind of talent that he faced in last week's games. As that pitch is, it's actually going to be in the dirt, but they're saying that Perez gets to go to second. So I wonder if it was a balk by Mejias. So now a runner at second here with no outs. And Guile, an opportunity to drive in Andy Perez. Counted no balls and a strike as Mejias got an explanation from home plate umpire Jonathan Rector. Here's the 0-1 outside. One ball and one strike here in the top of the second inning. As the Grizzlies trying to score first. Here comes the 1-1 to Guile as Mejias looks back Perez and he swings and misses. Good slider at 79 miles per hour. Count of one ball and two strikes. Just underway here at Excite Ballpark in the South Bay. Saturday night baseball. The teams will conclude their six-game series tomorrow afternoon at 1 p.m. Count of one ball and two strikes. Mejias again will come set. Here's the pitch, and it's inside of Guile. Two balls and two strikes. Nick Guile, 5'9", 210 pounds, signed as a free agent by the Rockies in 2022. Now up here with Fresno after the injury to Aiden Longwell. Here's the 2-2, and it's a little chopper up the first baseline, and it will go foul as Mejias will toss it towards the Giants dugout. Count stays the same, two balls and two strikes. Trachancy Gold has given away $1 million with the Millionaire Cash Vault Giveaway. Play earn entries starting May 1st, and then on September 2nd, one lucky guest will crack the $1 million code and will become a millionaire. That's $1 million guaranteed, only at Trachancy Gold Resort and Casino. The pitch is inside of Guile, count out three balls and two strikes. And we thank Trachancy Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the second. Three balls, two strikes here on June 1st as Guile looking for the RBI, and he will take a pitch right down the middle. Mejias picks up his second strikeout of the evening, his first out of the inning, and it brings up the right fielder Felix Tena. Tena riding a 9-game hit streak as here comes a mound visit by the catcher in Luke Schlieger. Tena, a 2-run homer yesterday to extend that hit streak. 8 RBI in that span, which includes 1 home run, 1 triple, and 1 double. So in the 9 games, he is hit for the technical cycle. As Felix Tena will take on Hubert Mejias here in the top of the second inning. 1 out. And a runner at second in Andy Perez. Glad you could join us, though, for Saturday Night Baseball. Grizzlies Giants renewing that rivalry in the California League North Division. Perez leads from second as the second baseman and Seo playing behind him. And the pitch is laced in the left field, a base hit. Perez will stop at third. Up throwing is left fielder Meckler. The ball is up the line. But Felix Tena is on a 10-game hit streak with that single. Perez gets to third, so Tena now with the single. And the first hit for Fresno. So now first and third with one out. And it brings up designated hitter Fadrio Cruz. So Tena now a 10-game hit streak. The only other Grizzlies batter to reach 10 or more games is the runner at third in Andy Perez, who got to 18 to open the season. So runners now at first and third. Here's the pitch to Cruz, and he fouls it off count at 0-1. So Fadrio Cruz back in the lineup, batting 191, 2 home runs, 10 RBI. Would love to give the Grizzlies an early 1-0 lead, maybe more. Tena leads from first. Perez, the runner at third. Here's the pitch. Outside, count at 1-1. Mejias went to the changeup there. One ball and one strike. Top of the second inning, no score between the Grizzlies and the Giants. Just underway here in the South Bay. Tena leads once again. Eldridge holding him on as Cruz will take a pitch again outside. Two balls and a strike. as Mejia is asking for a new baseball from home plate umpire Jonathan Rector. Darius Perry awaits on deck. The Grizzlies bottom of the lineup trying to get it done. First and third with one out. The shortstop and bench playing closer to the second base bag. So a little bit of a hole on the left side for Cruz as there is a called strike count at 2-2. Good fastball at 92 miles per hour, and tonight's beer batter trying to avoid the strikeout. And you can hear the chants. Two balls, two strikes. Runners at the corners. Here comes the pitch to Cruz outside. And we have a balk again. And Perez will score. Mejia's had a balk, and we're wondering what it is exactly. But the Grizzlies have struck first, 1-0, on the second balk of the inning. So Tana up to second. Perez will score. So Fresno has the run. And just like that, the Grizzlies out in front. Runner at second now with one away. Counted 2-2 to Cruz. As they're trying to reset the clock. Here comes the 2-2, and Mejia steps off the rubber. So Fresno 1-0 on the balk. And Andy Perez scores the run after starting the game with a walk. Or starting the inning with a walk, I should say. Two balls, two strikes to Cruz. Here's the pitch. And Cruz grounds one to the first baseman, Eldridge. And Eldridge, the underhand toss to Mejia's covering, gets Cruz. Up to third goes Tana. So the out is recorded. It goes 3-1 for the second out. Now a runner at third with two away for Darius Perry, the Grizzlies catcher. Perry, it's been a tough go of things over the past couple of weeks. 0-for-8 in this series, but Perry, a guy that can really change momentum with one swing of the bat. We've seen the power this year from Perry, which includes one home run. Here's the pitch. It's outside. Count at 1-0. The UCLA product looking to give the Grizzlies a 2, maybe 3-0 lead with one swing of the bat. 1-0 Fresno here in the top of the second inning. Here's the pitch. And it is outside, and the count now at 2-0. Perry, good eye right there. Darius Perry, as we said, went to UCLA, a very good defensive catcher, but the bat is coming along, according to hitting coach Trevor Burmeister. As the 2-0 is fouled off, now 2-0. Good fastball at 90 miles per hour from Mejias. Good action. Vertical break at 18 inches. Spin rate around 2,300 RPMs. We'll talk about RPMs a little bit later with Isaiah Coupe. As here comes the 2-1, and Perry, foul ball, 2-2. He was hitting the ball towards Grizzlies manager and first base coach Steve Solis. The Grizzlies third base coach is their bench coach, Cesar Galvez. 2-2, 2 outs here in the top of the second inning. Twos everywhere as the Grizzlies looking to make it 2-0 right here from Darius Perry. Mejia's come set, very deliberate now, and the pitch. And Perry, a fly ball, and it will land foul. That goes right below us here in the booth. Literally right below us, and the count of 2-2. Just the angle of it, I was hoping it wouldn't come in at the angle into this booth. 2-2 to Perry. The runner at third is Tena, and Perry takes a pitch low. 3-2. Great job from Perry. You can tell the wrist control laying off that slider. 3-2, and now Perry an opportunity to drive in the runner. Maybe he can continue the inning with a walk. Here's the 3-2. And Perry lines one to center field, a base hit. Perry wins the battle and gives the Grizzlies a 2-0 lead with an RBI single to center. Tena comes in to score, and 2 balks in the inning come back to bite Mejias. So Perry, the RBI single at the bottom of the lineup. Second run, second hit for Fresno. And it brings up Luis Mendez, the number 9 hole hitter. And the Grizzlies' third baseman. So runner at first now with two outs. Mendez over at third today. He's been there a couple times as he fouls off the first pitch. Count it 0-1. Mendez a good defender. The bat has been up and down this year. He's had a great start to the year, especially here at Excite Ballpark. Had a 5 RBI game in the second game of the regular season. As Mendez will take a pitch low. Count it 1-1. But Mendez's glove, so valuable. He's at third base as Braylon Wimmer gets the night off. Here comes the 1-1. A check on Perry. He's back safely. Perry does not run very often. Has not attempted a stolen base. 1-1. Here in the top of the second inning. Here's the pitch to Mendez, and he grounds one, and Eldridge, using his big frame, snags the ball out of the air, and he tags the base to end the inning. But Fresno strikes for two runs, which includes a Darius Perry RBI single. We head to the bottom of the second. We'll be back right after this.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid Powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to San Jose, California, here at Excite Ballpark. Bottom of the second inning, 2-0 Fresno leads San Jose, as Luke Schlieger will lead things off against Isaiah Coupe. Here in the bottom of the second inning, Fresno two runs in the second. Andy Perez and Felix Tena scoring the runs as the first pitch is a strike. Good slider from Isaiah Coupe, counted 0-1. Isaiah Coupe making his 9th appearance, 8th start, as that pitch is inside. Count it 1-1. 9th appearance, 8th start, making his 3rd start against these Giants. As here's the 1-1, that's a called strike. 88 miles per hour on the fastball around the knees. So 1-2. Coupe, 6'1", 190 pounds for the Southpaw, 21 years old, born in Hazel Crest, Illinois. As the 1-2 is a slider high, did he go? He did not. 2-2. Coupe, drafted in the 4th round in 2023 by the Rockies out of the Ohio State University. As here's the 2-2 from the lefty, and it's outside, 3-2. Coupe, known for his breaking pitches, a slider, curveball, and changeup that have tons of RPM, rotations per minute. Here comes the 3-2 to the Churros catcher, and it's inside, almost hits him to the backstop. And a leadoff walk, first walk issued by Coupe, and both leadoff batters in this contest for San Jose have reached. As here comes DH Cesar Quintas. You could hear the ooh from the crowd as that ball sailed over the head of Luke Schlieger. So now it's Cesar Quintas who will stride to the plate against Isaiah Coupe, who picked up the win last week against Visalia on May 25th at Chukchansey Park. 6 innings, allowed 3 runs, 2 of them earned, As Quintas looks to bunt, it goes foul, count at 0-1. He allowed 5 hits, 2 walks, struck out 4 for Coupe. And Coupe, with a 6-3 win by Fresno, actually broke 6 straight games where the losing team scored 2 runs in an outing by Coupe, as that ball is fouled down the left field line, count at 0-2. Coupe, his only relief outing came against Stockton in a day game after his start in Fresno was canceled at the beginning of the season. Second professional year after being selected last year. Here's the 0-2, and it is a little blooper to right, and it will get down a base hit for Quintas. He continues to find great hits as he has a double to right. So Luke Schlieger to third, Quintas to second, the second double by San Jose. And it brings up second baseman Giancarlo Cio with 2 runners on and nobody out. So Coupe allows the double to right. Quintas continues to hit in this series against Fresno. He's had a great series, which included a home run on Monday against Albert Pacheco. But Isaiah Coupe pitched in a couple games with Fresno last year out of the bullpen. We saw the ability from the left-hander. Now as a starter, here's the pitch, and it's a little fly ball out to shallow left field, and the third baseman Mendez will watch it go foul, count it 0-1. Coupe made 3 appearances after being assigned to Fresno on September 5th. He struck out a batter and induced a double play in his debut against Modesto. Then he fanned 1 batter that he faced on September 6th to end the inning. And then came in with 2 runners on and no outs in a tied game, leaving both runners stranded. As that ball hits the batter in CO, it's a hit by pitch to load the bases. So CO agrees with home plate umpire in Jonathan Rector. So now the bases loaded and no outs for Elion Rayo here in the bottom of the second. 2-0 Grizzlies lead. But Coupe had, he's in some trouble now and had some trouble last year, but he left the runner stranded September 8th versus Modesto as that swung on a miss by Rayo, counted 0-1. So Coupe, this is where he does a good job bearing down and why the Rockies drafted him in the 4th round. As we said, from Illinois, as the 0-1 is swung on a miss, count now at 0-2. Attended Homewood Flossmoor High School, a suburb of Chicago. His dad is from Haiti, hence the last name Coupe. It is French. No balls, 2 strikes. Bases loaded with no outs and time called by the batter in Rayo. The bottom of this San Jose lineup trying to deliver the first runs of the game. The San Jose Giants dressed as the Churros this evening. Here's the 0-2. Outside, count at 1-2. Coupe set a goal for himself this year, wants to get over 100 innings, and 6 innings in his last start helped the cause. And some trouble here in the bottom of the second. Here's the 1-2. And it is fouled right to the netting. Bases loaded. Here in the bottom of the second, Fresno leads San Jose 2-0, but the Giants looking to tack on some runs. Third baseman Elion Rayo, R-A-Y-O. 2 home runs for Rayo as here comes the 1-2 from the lefty in Coupe. And it is a pop-up. This is in right field. Who's it going to be? It's caught by the second baseman in Nick Guile, as it looked like he hit the right fielder Tenna who was coming in. And Guile says, my bad on that one towards Tenna. But the out is recorded and no advancement. And here comes Rolando Garza, the pitching coach, for a mound visit. So Guile makes the play for the first out. And now it's the right fielder in Estelin Cassiani with a mound visit from pitching coach Rolando Garza. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the second. So Cassiani batting .219, no home runs, 5 RBI. We'll take on Isaiah Coupe, a lefty-lefty matchup. Coupe, here's the pitch. It's low, count of 1-0. The Grizzlies trying to work out of this bases-loaded jam with no outs here in the bottom of the second. They lead the Giants 2-0. Here comes the 1-0 from Coupe. And it swung on and missed. Count at 1-1. Cassiani, a big rip, but he came up empty. A beautiful night here in San Jose. Great crowd on hand. There was a bobblehead giveaway tonight. As here's the 1-1. And a ground ball to Hinchman. And Hinchman, the only play is to first. It will score a run, though. He looked to go home, but he decided against it. So Luke Schlieger will score, cutting the deficit to 2-1. Quintos to third. Giancarlo Cio to second. And Cassiani with the RBI goes 3 unassisted for the RBI. So now runners at second and third with 2 outs for Jonah Cox, who's 1-for-1 with a double. Here's the pitch. It's high. Count at 1-0. And I think that was the right move from Jason Hinchman to just get the for sure out. The runner in Schlieger was going on contact, and by the time the slow roller got to Hinchman, there really wasn't a good play. As there's a called strike, count at 1-1. And even if he did go home and the runner would have been safe, then the runner in Cassiani would have been safe at first, and then there's a whole world of trouble. Here comes the 1-1. And it is low, 2-0 to Jonah Cox. As you heard in our pregame interview with hitting coach Travis Ishikawa, he is a tough out. Coupe going to try to get Jonah Cox right here on the 2-1. Here comes the pitch. It's inside, 3-0. Wade Meckler awaits on deck. Jonah Cox, the former Oakland Athletics prospect, played with the Ports last year. 3-0. 2 outs here in the bottom of the second. Here's the pitch, and it is fouled off. Now 3-2. Good rip right there from the center fielder. So now the count full, 3-0. The runner at third is Quintos. Over at second is Giancarlo Cio. A walk, a double, and a hit by pitch this inning with an RBI ground out for San Jose. A 3-2, fly ball to right field, it goes foul. The double from Quintos was also kind of in no man's land in right field. And Tenna, the right fielder, had to go a long way. He's been very active over there in right field to start this game. Another 3-2 on its way from Isaiah Coupe. Here's the pitch. And it is fouled off as that goes towards the Giants dugout on the first base side. And we'll do it again at 3-0. Bottom of the second inning, both teams score their first runs in this frame. It's been a long second inning so far for both pitchers, Mejias and Al Coupe. Here's the 3-2. And it is low, ball 4. Another walk issued. This time Jonah Cox the one that draws it. So this will load the bases for the second walk by Coupe. And with 2 outs, here's the left fielder Wade Meckler. Meckler 0-for-1. He grounded out back to the pitcher Coupe his first time. As here comes the pitch from Coupe, and it is a called strike, count at 0-1. Isaiah Coupe, slider, curveball, changeup, sinker, and that fastball that reaches the upper 80s, low 90s. As that is outside, count at 1-1. to Wade Meckler, the left fielder, on a rehab assignment for San Jose. Sounds like he'll just be here for a week before heading up to the next step. As here comes the 1-1 and a check swing. He did go around count of 1-2. Meckler, a cup of tea in the big leagues. Spent the majority of last year, though, with AAA Sacramento. Coming back from injury. That's a count of 1-2. Here's the pitch from Coupe, and it's outside. 2-2. Went right back to the slider there as he was looking for the punch out of Meckler. 80 miles per hour from Coupe. So now 2-2. Base is still loaded for the Giants. And here's the pitch. And Meckler, did he go? He did not. And the pitch misses outside and the count full. 3-2. So now once Coupe goes to the plate, everyone is off to the races. 3-2. 2-1 Fresno here in the bottom of the second. Wade Meckler at the dish. Here's the pitch. And it swung on and missed. And Isaiah Coupe with a big strikeout. And he just allows the 1 run. We head to the third. We'll be back right after this.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid Powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
There are giants among us. And their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Top of the third inning here at Excite Ballpark in San Jose, California. Caleb Hobson will lead things off as the Grizzlies lead the Giants 2-1. The first pitch is outside from Hubert Mejias here in the top of the third inning. Here comes the 1-0-2 Hobson, and he will take a called strike, count at 1-1. Hobson struck out swinging his first time at the dish, but he's been outstanding in the leadoff spot this year. Over six games, he's reached base 17 times, as there's another strike, count at 1-2. That includes 29 plate appearances. He has reached base three or more times, combining to score 9 runs over those 6 games. Here's the 1-2, and it is called strike three, and Hobson caught looking again. He's down on strikes. That's the third punch out for Mejias. First out of the inning, it brings up G.J. Hill, the left fielder, who's 0-1 with a flyout. As Hobson a little bit upset with himself after taking that called third strike. Now to G.J. Hill, a former Diamondbacks prospect, as the first pitch is a called strike. He was drafted out of Santa Cruz High School instead of heading to the college route. As here comes the 0-1, and Hill fouls it off, now 0-2. Instead, went to the Diamondbacks, spent a couple years in the system, which included 2 years with single A Visalia, then was released, and the Rockies picking him up as a free agent here in 2024 as the pitch is outside. Count of one ball and two strikes. So now he gets a second chance. He's hit five home runs since joining Fresno, four in the last five games. Here comes the 1-2 to Hill. And it's a high pop-up. This is drifting towards the Grizzlies dugout on the third base side. And it is caught by the third baseman, Ryo. That glove was in the dugout for the second out. What a play for Ryo. And now two away as here comes first baseman Jason Hinchman. So Hill and Hinchman, these two batters that are batting second and third, they've both reached base safely. Hinchman 23 straight games, Hill at 17. As Hinchman 0 for 1, he looks to get on base. Here's the pitch, and it's a called strike. Counted 0-1. Mejias looks sharp here in the third inning. No balls, one strike. Here's the pitch to Hinchman, and he will ground one softly. Mejias, nice play at the mound, and Hinchman is out. A 1-2-3 inning. We head to the bottom of the third. We'll be back right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Bottom of the third inning, the Grizzlies lead the Giants 2-1 here at Excite Ballpark in San Jose, California. As the first pitch to Bryce Eldridge is a called strike as he shakes his head no towards home plate umpire Jonathan Rector. Here comes the 0-1 from Isaiah Coupe. And it's a breaking ball that's high. Count of one ball and one strike. Eldridge 0-for-1. He grounded out softly to the second baseman Guile his first time. As here comes the 1-1. And it's a pop-up foul. Count now at one ball and two strikes. Here in the bottom of the third inning, as the Grizzlies lead the San Jose Churros. Probably my favorite food here at Excite Ballpark. As the 1-2 is called strike three, and Coupe has back-to-back punch-outs first out of the inning as he gets Eldridge looking. So one away, so here comes the shortstop in Justin Bench, who's 0-for-1. For the San Jose Churros, as I said, my favorite food here at Excite Ballpark. Of course, the barbecue is always good, but those churros, there's something else about them. As the first pitch is a called strike, count it 0-1. I've had my fair share of ballpark food throughout my lifetime, and the churros probably rank within the top five of some of the best food I've ever had. As here comes the 0-1, and that is inside. Count of one ball and one strike. I also recommend any bratwurst at any ballpark you go to. As here comes the 1-1 to Justin Bench. And it's a fly ball foul. Count at 1-2. The churros aren't the only food that is represented when teams transform into them. The Grizzlies will transform into the Fresno Tacos. That will be on Friday, June 14th at Chancy Park. As here comes the 1-2. It's outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. The Grizzlies really started the food trend. You have, of course, the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs that turn into the bacon. As here comes the 2-2, and it's fouled off. And then, of course, now the churros in San Jose. But the Grizzlies, that will actually be Friday, June 14th for our next homestand. A 7.05 p.m. first pitch presented by Premier Valley Bank. Friday night fireworks presented by Toyota as well. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. Here comes the 2-2 and a fly ball foul. Count remains the same to Justin Bench, the Giants shortstop. Bottom of the third inning, 2-1 Fresno leads San Jose. Here's the offering from Coupe, and he has 3 straight strikeouts, 2 outs now, as Bench is down swinging, and it brings up the catcher in Luke Schlager. He walked and scored his last time at the dish, as Coupe now, he's in a good rhythm. And of course, the Grizzlies trying to win another game, win the series against San Jose. So there is a called strike, counted 0-1. Good fastball grooved in there at 89 from Coupe. He's ready to go again. Here's the 0-1. And it's a high chopper to first. Hinchman gets back on it. The toss to Coupe covering in time. And both pitchers a 1-2-3 third inning. We head to the fourth. The Grizzlies lead 2-1. We'll be back on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancy Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Top of the fourth inning here at Excite Ballpark in San Jose, California. First pitch to Andy Perez is a called strike from Mejias. Count at 0-1. 2-1 Grizzlies lead the Giants. As Andy Perez, a walk and a run scored. He's back to the dish as the 0-1 is going to skip in there. Count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Express Furniture Rental. Whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. Here comes the 1-1 to Andy Perez, and he will take a pitch in there, count at 1-2. Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop. Here's the 1-2 as Perez chopper foul, as first base coach Steve Solis does not try for that ball. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. We thank Express Furniture Rental for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fourth. Here comes the 1-2 to Perez, and he hits a chopper right back to Mejias, who makes the play for the first out. So Perez is out. It goes 1-3, and Mejias has been busy. That's his second straight ball right back to him as it brings up the second baseman in Nick Guile, who's 0-1. Here in the top of the fourth, here at Excite Ballpark again. Game 5 of this 6-game series as Guile will take a called strike count at 0-1. The Grizzlies lead 2-1. So far, both teams scoring in the second inning. Here's the 0-1, and Guile fly ball to right field, and it will go foul. Count of no balls and two strikes down the right field line. Nick Guile, great pop out of that bat as he calls time. No balls, two strikes. Guile batting 250. No home runs. One RBI. Just up from the ACL Rockies. Here's the pitch, and there is called strike three. And Guile is caught looking again. Fourth strikeout for Mejias. He has struck out both Hobson and Guile twice. And with two away, here comes the right fielder in Felix Tena. Tena 1-1. He also scored back in the second inning. Extended his hit streak to 10 games as he will take a called strike, counted 0-1. Mejia is now into a groove. He has retired 6 in a row, 7 of his last 8. Here's the pitch, and it's outside. Count of 1-1. But Felix Tena has really found a nice rhythm at the dish as the pitch is lined into right field, but playable for the second baseman in CO, and that will end the inning. The Grizzlies go quietly in the fourth. We head to the bottom of fourth right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Welcome back to Excite Ballpark here in San Jose, California. Bottom of the fourth inning, 2-1, the Grizzlies lead the Giants as Cesar Quintas will lead things off 1-1 with a double to right field against left-hander Isaiah Coupe. Here comes the first pitch from the left-hander in Coupe. It's outside, count of 1-0. Manco Abbott and Le Parvance apartment homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. As that ball deep to left field, that ball is going to leave the yard. And just like that, we are tied at 2. We said Quintas has continued to hit the ball well. 2-for-2, a home run and a double. Quintas' second home run of the series, a solo shot out to left center. And that ball left in a hurry, and just like that, this game is tied. And it'll bring up Giancarlo Cio. Le Provence Apartment Homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Le Provence is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1 and 2 bedroom apartments. As there is a call strike count at 0-1, visit their website at leprovenceapts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. We thank Manco Abbott and Le Provence Apartment Homes at the Dominion for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the fourth. No balls, two strikes to CO. Here's the pitch, and it's swung on and missed. Ball in the dirt as Perry will throw down a first to end the strikeout. That is the fourth strikeout for Coupe. 2-3 on the putout. So one out here in the fourth inning as it brings up third baseman Elion Rayo, who's 0-1. So after allowing the solo shot to Quintas, his fourth homer of the year, Coupe bounces back with a strikeout of Cio. So now to Rayo, here's the pitch, and it's inside, count at 1-0. They're in the bottom of the fourth inning. Between the Grizzlies and the Giants, we are tied at 2, as here's a chopper foul. Count of 1-1. From Isaiah Coupe, the left-hander. Here's the 1-1 from Coupe. And it's a fly ball out to left field. And that ball will go foul. Count of 1-2. Had the distance, just didn't stay straight. So 1-2. As now Coupe looking for his fifth strikeout of the contest. And that is fouled off by Ryo right to the netting. So count stays the same. 1-2 from Isaiah Coupe. Grew up a Chicago White Sox fan. Here comes the 1-2. Wines and deals, and it's a high pop-up. Who's it going to be? It's going to be the catcher, Perry, making the play. When he threw his mask, it almost hit the pitcher, Coupe. And so Perry makes the play. Two outs now as it brings up the right fielder in Estelin Cassiani, who's 0-1, an RBI ground out his first time at the dish. Cassiani, first time we've seen him in this series. Here comes the pitch from Coupe. And it's low, 1-0. Bottom of the fourth inning, we're tied at 2 here at Excite Ballpark. Coupe ready to go. Here comes his 1-0 to Cassiani, and it's a called strike. Good fastball at 88. Coupe, an 0-1 record and 9 ERA against San Jose over 3 starts this year, was roughed up in his last outing against the Giants. As the 1-1's outside, now 2-0. Over 4 innings, allowed 6 runs on 12 hits. Both were career highs for Coupe. He had no walks and 7 punch-outs. Here's the 2-1, and it's a fly ball foul. Count now at 2-2. And Coupe, if he gets his last out, will match those 4 innings like his last outing against San Jose. And Coupe, the competitor that he is, would love to go 5 or 6 tonight against these Giants. Pitch count now at 70, though, for the left-handers. Here's the 2-2 and a little chopper back to Coupe. And the other hand tossed to first in time. Both pitchers have been busy on the mound. We head to the fifth. We are tied at 2. We'll be back right after this.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Welcome back to Excite Ballpark here in the South Bay, San Jose, California. Top of the fifth inning, 2-2 between Fresno and San Jose, as Fadrio Cruz will foul off the first pitch from Eubert Mejias. Cruz 0-for-1, a ground out to first, his first time at the plate. As here comes the pitch from the right-hander, and Cruz, fly ball to right field. That ball, though, will drift into the crowd. Counted 0-2. Cruz, good piece of hitting right there, but now we'll have to battle as the crowd ready for beer. No balls, two strikes, and Cruz fouls it off. Good pitch there from Mejias. As the right-handers had seven straight batters retired. Time called from Fadrio Cruz. Count it 0-2. Here comes the pitch to Cruz, and he will fly one to center field. This is playable. The question is, who's going to make the play? It's the left fielder, Meckler, coming on, and he will make the catch for the first out. So one out as it brings up the catcher in Darius Perry. Perry 1-for-1, an RBI single. And after eight retired now by Mejias, the last batter to reach is Darius Perry. Fresno and San Jose tied at 2 here in the top of the fifth inning. So now Darius Perry's first offering to him is low, count of 1-0. Hey, Grizzlies fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Ya Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. As that swung on a miss, count at 1-2. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. We thank Pete and Jerry's for being a proud partner of Minor League Baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fifth. One ball, two strikes to Perry. Mejias will come set. Here's his pitch, and it is called strike three. A fastball right down the middle for his fifth punch out of the evening. Two outs now as it brings up third baseman Luis Mendez here on June 1st, top of the fifth inning. Can't believe we are in June. Here comes the pitch, and Mendez will take a pitch outside. Count of 1-0. The Grizzlies 29-19, 4.5 games back of the Modesto Nuts in the California League North Division standings. Here's the 1-0, and Mendez chopper to second. This is playable for Cio over to first in time. And Mejias, another batter retired. Mejias now has retired 10 in a row. We'll be back right after this.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque, I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow, is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive, this Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. they weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Bottom of the fifth inning, 2-2 between the Grizzlies and the Giants here at Excite Ballpark in San Jose, California. Jonah Cox will take on Isaiah Coupe as the first pitch from Coupe dips low. Count of 1-0. Cox 1-for-1, a double and a walk. Yes, here comes the 1-0. And it's inside, 2-0. From Isaiah Coupe here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Jonah Cox batting .341. 1 home run, 17 RBI. Here's the 2-0 and a high chopper. It's going to be a tough play for Perez. Off-balance throw is in time for the out. It goes 6-3. Great job from Perez to charge that ball in between short and third and make the off-balance throw as Henchman stayed on the bag. And with one away, here comes the left fielder Wade Meckler, who's 0-for-2. Wade Meckler, glasses, mustache, and all as the first pitch is inside. Count at 1-0. Meckler drafted by the Giants in the 8th round in 2022. As we see Cesar Perdomo start getting loose in that bullpen for the Churros. As there is a called strike. Good slider from Coupe. Count at 1-1. But Wade Meckler, as we said, is gone through the system fast as he flies one out to right field. Tenna ranging back. He will reach up and make the play for the second out. Meckler coming back from injury, trying to get something going at the dish as he's now 0-for-3. As it brings up first baseman Bryce Eldridge. So both pitchers have been outstanding for Mejias. He's retired 10 in a row. And then for Coupe, he is retired 9 of his last 10, as that's outside. Count of 1-0. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning. 2-2 our scores. Here comes the 1-0-2 Eldridge from Coupe. Winds and deals. And that's a fly ball out to center field. It's hit well. It's still carrying at the wall. It is gone. And Bryce Eldridge leaves the yard. And just like that, San Jose, a 3-2 lead. That ball just kept carrying off the bat of Bryce Eldridge. And the Churros out in front. His 6th homer of the season. And 2 home runs allowed by Coupe in this contest. Both solo shots. And another hit for San Jose. They have 3 runs on 4 hits. They're all extra base hits. 2 doubles. And 2 home runs. As here comes shortstop Justin Bench, who's 0-for-2. Here comes the pitch, and it is low. Count of 1-0. So Coupe allows the home run. Coming into the game, he had only allowed 3 home runs. As here's a hard ground ball to third. Mendez is up with it. The throw to first is in time, and that will end the inning. But Bryce Eldridge, a home run, gives the Giants a 3-2 lead. We head to the 6th. We'll be back right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Top of the sixth inning, Saturday night baseball, as the Grizzlies trail the Giants 3-2, as Caleb Hobson will foul off the first pitch from left-hander Cesar Perdomo. Here at Excite Ballpark in San Jose, California. 3-2, San Jose leads Fresno as Hobson. Here's the second pitch, and he will take a pitch inside. Count of 1-1. Hobson 0-2 with 2 strikeouts as he takes on Cesar Perdomo, the outstanding left-hander for the Giants, as Hobson will take a pitch in the dirt. Count of 2-2. And a strike. So that ends the night for Hubert Mejias, who was fantastic in his start. Here comes the pitch. That is low. 3-2. Mejias, 5 innings, 2 hits, 2 runs, both of them earned. 1 walk, 5 strikeouts, and ended his night retiring the final 10 batters he faced as a 3-1's a liner right to the shortstop bench for the out. So that is the first out. That was hard hit by Hobson. And it brings up G.J. Hill, who's 0-2. So now it takes on Cesar Perdomo, the 22-year-old from Venezuela. 6 feet, 170 pounds. Perdomo making his 10th appearance out of the bullpen, as that's outside. Count at 1-0. A 4-1 record. A 1.30 ERA. He also has 1 save. As the 1-0 is lifted foul, count of 1-1. A 1.05 whip for Perdomo in his first year with the San Jose Giants. Here in the top of the sixth inning, here's the 1-1 swung on and missed. Count at 1-2 as Hill went chasing after a pitch up in the zone. And just like that, Hill down in the count. Here comes the 1-2. And it's a fly ball harmlessly hit into shallow center field. It's going to be the second baseman in CO making the play for the second out. 2 outs. This brings up Jason Hinchman, who's 0-2. Heads up, Grizzlies fans. Starting today, June 1st, Chuck Chancey Park will be enacting a clear bag policy. In an effort to increase speed of entry at the ballpark and for the safety of all fans, all bags must be see-through, with the exception of small clutches and any necessary medical items, including diaper bags. Perdomo's 0-1, 2 henchmen coming. It's inside, count of 1-1. All bags will still be subject to search at the gates. For more information, please visit FresnoGrizzlies.com/gameday. Here's the 1-1 henchman. It's in the dirt, 2-1. Thank you for your understanding as we continue to make Chancey Park the greatest venue in all of minor league baseball. And again, starting today, Chuck Chancey Park will be enacting a clear bag policy. As there is a called strike, count at 2-2 now to Hinchman here in the top of the sixth inning. Here comes the pitch from Perdomo, winds and deals. And a check swing, and he did go around, and a 1-2-3 inning. The Grizzlies' offense has gone cold after two runs in the second. We'll be back right after this.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque, I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow, is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid Powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive, this Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Welcome back to Excite Ballpark here in San Jose, California. First pitch, a ground ball to Hinchman, who stays down on it, and he will retire the catcher in Luke Schlieger. It goes three unassisted for the first out, and welcome to Fresno left-hander Cannon Handy. On top of it, happy birthday to Cannon Handy, 24 years old today. Handy just up from the ACL Rockies. As Braden Carmichael was promoted to High A Spokane, as he will take on Cesar Quintas, 2-for-2, a double and a home run, as there is a called strike from Cannon Handy, the count at 0-1. So he will appear for the left-hander in Coupe. Here's the pitch, and it swung on and missed, now 0-2. 3-2 San Jose here in the bottom of the sixth inning, an Excite Ballpark in the South Bay. No balls, two strikes. Handy ready to go. Here's the pitch, and it's a foul ball. Count remains 0-2. Final line for Isaiah Coupe, five innings, four hits, three runs, all earned, two walks, one hit by pitch, and four strikeouts for the left-hander Coupe. Here's the 0-2. That's in the dirt, count at 1-2. So Isaiah Coupe leaves the game with the loss right now tagged to his line. The left-hander was fantastic despite allowing four extra base hits. Here's the 1-2. That's a fly ball. That's to center field. It's hit well on the warning track. Hobson will reach up and make the catch. Two outs now as Quintas was trying to look for another extra base knock as it brings up second baseman Giancarlo Cio. 0-for-1 with a hit by pitch. So Quintas retired. But San Jose, just four hits. They have two doubles and two home runs, two solo shots. That is the difference in this game. Here's a pitch from Cannon Handy, and it's a called strike. Count at 0-1. Cannon Handy, 6'3", 220 pounds, 24 years old today. Here's the 0-1, and that is fouled off. Count now at 0-2. Born in Harriman, Utah, was drafted in the 19th round by the Rockies in 2023 out of Colorado Mesa, a Division II school, as that is called strike three and a 1-2-3 inning in Cannon Handy's debut. We head to the top of the seventh to see if the Grizzlies' offense can get going right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Welcome back to San Jose, California, here at Excite Ballpark. Top of the seventh inning, 3-2. The Giants lead the Grizzlies as Andy Perez will lead things off as he fouls off the first pitch from Cesar Perdomo, who's back in for his second inning of work. Fresno without a hit since the second inning, without a base runner as well, as here comes the pitch, and it is outside, count at 1-1. Andy Perez, 0-1, a walk, and a run scored. That was back in the second. Fresno had their other two hits in the second inning. As Perez, hard ground ball to second, and a bobble initially by the second baseman, Cio. He recovers in plenty of time, and Perez is out 4-3. And with one away, here comes the second baseman in Nick Guile. Guile 0-2 with a pair of strikeouts, as the left-hander Perdomo trying to continue the strong pitching from this Giants staff. Here comes the pitch to Guile, and he will fly one to right field, and it goes foul, count at 0-1 here in the top of the seventh inning. Experience the ultimate party at Chuck Chansey. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Springs Spa and Salon. As here's a ground ball to bench, gobbled up, the throw to first in time. Now two outs for right fielder Felix Tena. Again, experience the ultimate party at Chuck Chansey. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Springs Spa and Salon. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChuckChanseyGold.com. As that ball is fouled off, count it 0-1. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chuck Chansey Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Join the party soon. Here's the 0-1 to Tena. There is a call strike, counted 0-2. And we thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the seventh. Here's the 0-2 to Tena, and a high chopper to second, and Seal again makes the play in the Grizzlies. The offense has sputtered here tonight. We head to the stretch in San Jose. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Bottom of the seventh inning here in San Jose at Excite Ballpark. 3-2, the Giants lead the Grizzlies as Cannon Handy's first pitch is outside to Elion Ryo. Count of one ball and no strikes. Ryo 0-2 with a pair of pop-ups as the 1-0 is swung on and missed. Count of one ball and one strike. Saturday night baseball here in the South Bay. That's the fifth extra base hit. Three doubles, two home runs. And Jonah Cox now, who is 1-for-2, a double and a walk will stride to the plate. As here comes a mound visit between Perry and Cannon Handy. Left-hander faces Jonah Cox. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Here's the pitch and a bunt attempt by Jonah Cox. Count it 0-1. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the seventh. As here comes the 0-1 from Cannon Handy, and it is fouled off. Count it no balls and two strikes. Bottom of the seventh inning, the Grizzlies trail 3-2 to the Giants. Great night of fun, though, here at Excite Ballpark as Fresno looking for a comeback clause win again in this series. As Jonah Cox spoils that pitch, heads up, and a fan possibly got hit as well. You heard the ooh again, and hopefully everyone's okay. No balls, two strikes. Runner at second with one out. Cannon Handy. Here comes the 0-2. And it's a swing and a miss. Jonah Cox was tied up on that pitch from the left-hander. That is the second out of the inning. Third strikeout for Handy. And it brings up left fielder Wade Meckler, who's 0-for-3. So runner at second with two outs and a great pitch from Handy right there. Here comes the pitch and it's a fly ball to left. It will go foul. Counted no balls and one strike. So no balls, one strike. As Handy looks in for the sign. Here comes his 0-1 offering. And it's fouled off by Meckler. No balls and two strikes. Fresno in the eighth inning will have the bottom of their lineup. 7-8-9. Cruz Perry Mendez. As the Grizzlies hoping that Cannon Handy can pick up his fourth strikeout of the evening. Here's the 0-2 inside. Count of 1-2 as Meckler almost got beamed by the pitch there. So no balls or one ball and two strikes. Handy looks in. He will come set around the lettering on his jersey. And it's a ground ball and staying down on his henchman. The ball now rolls away. In a score is Cassiani, and it is now 4-2. He was going all the way. Is that ball from henchman? He could not handle it. Gets away, and an insurance run here in the seventh. Cassiani has been a difference maker at the bottom of this lineup, as the run will score. We'll see what the official ruling is. It is a hit, as Meckler will have an RBI as well. So it's the second hit allowed by Cannon Handy. It's also a run. So now a runner at first with two outs for Bryce Eldridge, who has a solo shot in the contest. Here comes the pitch from Cannon Handy, and it is a called strike. No, they're going to say a balk. That's the third balk we have seen tonight, as Handy's confused of why they called it there. We saw it earlier in the game against Hubert Mejias, but something that Jonathan Rector, the home plate umpire, has seen. So now runner at second here with two outs. And now here comes the first pitch to Bryce Eldridge, and it's fouled off, counted 0-1. So Cannon Handy allows his first run in a Fresno uniform. 1 2/3 innings, two hits, one run it's earned. He also has three strikeouts, as here comes the 0-1. And a slow ground ball. This is Perez, who charges. The throw to first is in time. Andy Perez is very good at short. Well, the Grizzlies, they trail now 4-2. Let's see if they can take a bite out of the churros when we come back right after this.
2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I can pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Welcome back to Excite Ballpark here in San Jose, California. Top of the eighth inning, 4-2. Churros lead the Grizzlies, as Fadril Cruz will lead things off against Cesar Perdomo back out for another inning of work. And Cruz pops one up, and it will be caught by the catcher in Luke Schlieger for the out. Fadril Cruz was looking to bunt. Instead, he is retired, and it brings up catcher Darius Perry. Perry's 1-for-2. An RBI single, as he looks to try to help this Fresno offense that has not gotten a hit since the second inning. Perry was the last base runner for Fresno, as he will take a pitch inside, count of 1-0. Unless he called that one a strike. It was a strike on the scoreboard. I didn't see a strike from the home plate umpire. As here's a line drive out to left field. That ball's hit well by Perry, and it will go off the wall. Perry now looking for two. Here's the throw. It is late, and Darius Perry, a 2-for-3 game. He has himself a single and now a double. So Darius Perry gets on base to end the streak of batters retired, as it brings up third baseman Luis Mendez. So here's a mound visit here in the top of the eighth inning. And Perry, just like that, a big double for Darius Perry with that second hit, has just tied a career high in hits, his first multi-hit game with Fresno in 2024. He was one of two batters without a multi-hit game, and he has his first one tonight. So Darius Perry hits a double. Now Luis Mendez, who's 0 for 2, will come to the dish with Caleb Hobson on deck. Fresno still has five outs to play with, but would love to cut into this 4-2 deficit right here. Here's the pitch to Mendez, and Mendez looks to bunt, and it goes off of Luke Schlieger in the count at 0-1. Oh, that never feels good. Being a catcher is so hard. Count of no balls and one strike. You're in the top of the eighth inning. The Grizzlies will keep an eye on that game in Stockton as Modesto leads 2-0 in the third. No balls, one strike. Here comes the pitch to Luis Mendez. From the left-hander Perdomo, looks back the runner. And Mendez checks his swing. Did he go around? He did not. Count at 1-1. Mendez looked to bunt that first time on that first pitch from Perdomo. As here comes the 1-1, and Mendez fouls off. Count now at 1-2. Mendez trying to stay alive here as Caleb Hobson and G.J. Hill, the top of this Fresno lineup, coming up. The Grizzlies, an opportunity to get back in this game. As here comes the 1-2 to Luis Mendez. And it is inside, 2-2. Good slider from Perdomo trying to get Mendez on the inside part of the plate. Perdomo, 22 years old, has skyrocketed through this Giants lower level system. As here's the 2-2. That is called strike three on the outside part of the plate. That did not look like a strike, but Mendez is out. Second strikeout for Perdomo. Second out of the inning. And now it's center fielder Caleb Hobson. Hobson 0-3, 2 strikeouts and a line out. As Hobson looking to get on base right here. He's had an outstanding series. 0-3 tonight, though, as he looks to pick up his first hit. And Hobson will fly one foul, count at 0-1. Hobson in this series, 7-16 with 6 runs scored, 4 walks, 6 stolen bases, and that's all at the top of the lineup. Count at 0-1. Here's the pitch from Perdomo as he looks back Perry at second, and it's fouled off, count at 0-2. So Hobson will have to battle now against Perdomo. That fastball around 92 miles per hour. Perdomo, big body. As he looks for the punch out of Hobson and get out of this threat after the one out double to Perry. Here's the 0-2, and Hobson fouls it off. Stays alive. Grizzlies trail 4-2 here in the top of the eighth inning. Fresno looking for a series win here at Excite Ballpark. Left-hander Perdomo comes set around the belt. Here comes his 0-2 again, Hobson. And it's high, 1-2. Scores around the California League. Lake Elsinore, 12-2. They're looking to add more runs against the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. The Rawhide trailing the 66ers 6-3. And the Modesto Nuts up 2-0 on the Stockton Ports. Here comes the 1-2. And it is low, 2-2. 2-2 as G.J. Hill awaits on deck. If you want to talk about an opportunity right here for Fresno, this is the time. 2-2 to Caleb Hobson. Fresno just 3 hits tonight. Hobson looking for number 4. Here comes a 2-2. And it is a high fly ball. And Hobson slams his bat. And no one can see it. And the shortstop at the last moment bench makes the play to end the inning. Hobson now 0-4 as Perry left stranded. We head to the bottom of the eighth. We'll be back right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Bottom of the eighth inning, 4-2, San Jose leads Fresno here at Excite Ballpark in San Jose, California, as Cannon Handy back in for another inning of work as against shortstop Justin Bench, who is 0-4-3. San Jose, they have six total hits. They have five extra base hits among those six. As the first pitch is a fly ball out to left center, a long run and caught by Caleb Hobson in center. What a run for the first out, as it brings up the catcher and Luke Schlieger. 0-2 with a walk and a run. Trichancy Gold has given away $1 million with the Millionaire Cash Vault giveaway. Play and earn entry starting May 1st. Play and earn entry starting May 1st. Then on September 2nd, one lucky guest will crack the $1 million code and will become a millionaire. That's $1 million guaranteed, only at Trichancy Gold Resort and Casino. Here's the 1-0 outside, two balls and no strikes. And we thank Trichancy Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the eighth. Here's a fly ball out to left field, a long run from Hill, and that will land foul. That would have been trouble there as Luke Schlieger almost had extra bases. But again, we thank Trichancy Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the eighth. Here on June 1st. Crazy to think we are in June. The Grizzlies just three outs to play with. This game's been moving fast. As here comes the pitch, and it will hit Luke Schlieger. I don't think that was meant to go inside there. That's a hit by pitch. The crowd not happy as well, as here comes the DH and Cesar Quintas. Quintas 2-for-3, a home run double, and a run scored. That pitch went right into the catcher and right into the back as well. That never feels good. So now Quintas, who's been outstanding, he has had an outstanding series for San Jose. Yesterday, he went 1-for-4 with a single. The night before, 1-for-4, another single with a run. Then he had the off night on Wednesday. And then on Monday, he had a home run. So two home runs in this series. He also has a double. Continues to get on base against Fresno. Counted two balls, no strikes. Stay tuned for the post-game show as here comes the 2-0 from Cannon Handy. And it's a fly ball foul, counted 2-1. The Grizzlies looking for a comeback clause win in the ninth. They did it the other night, looking to do it again. G.J. Hill, Jason Hinchman, and Andy Perez do up. So we have some power bats coming up as the 2-1 is line foul, now 2-2. 4-2 here in the bottom of the eighth inning. The Grizzlies were trailing 2-0 just two nights ago here at Excite Ballpark before scoring two in the ninth and two in the tenth to win in extras. Here's the pitch. It's low. 3-2 from Handy. Runner at first with one out. The count now full to Quintas. Handy working some innings. As here comes the 3-2. There goes the runner and a line drive and into left field, a base hit. Quintas has a 3-hit game. As up to third base goes Luke Schlieger, and a double for Quintas. He has 3 extra base hits. The Grizzlies cannot get him out. That is another big hit. They have 6 extra base hits, 4 doubles, and 2 home runs. It's now second and third with one out, and it's Giancarlo Cio, who is 0-for-2 with a hit by pitch. Man, Quintas has been outstanding as the Grizzlies infield comes in. Let's see what Handy can do in this situation. He will wind and deal. And there is a called strike count at 0-1. Colorado Mesa product in Cannon Handy. Few hours from Coors Field as here comes the 0-1. That is low. 1-1. Can't wait to talk more to Cannon Handy. We'll have to grab him for an interview at some point. As here comes the 1-1, and that's fouled off. Count at 1-2. Attended Jordan High School in Sandy, Utah. Was the second best left-handed pitcher in Utah, according to Perfect Game. Under a 4-hour drive to Coors Field from Colorado Mesa and Grand Junction. Beautiful area. As here comes the 1-2. Handy winds and deals. It's high. 2-2. First time we get a chance to see the left-hander as he takes over for Braden Carmichael, who was promoted to High A Spokane. Here's the 2-2, and it's fouled off as Cio stays alive. The Grizzlies trailing 4-2. Fresno trying to keep pace with Modesto in the California League North Division standings. Modesto leads 2-0 as the 2-2 is inside and a little bit high. Count now full 3-2. I don't know where that missed. We've seen it called on the other side as here comes a 3-2 from the lefty and Cannon Handy. And it's a high pop-up to center field. Let's see if they let the catcher and Schlieger go. He will catch at the throw, and he will not go as the ball goes all the way past the catcher, Perry. So if he did go, maybe he's safe. But a great throw from Hobson for the second out. So Cio retired, and here comes pitching coach Rolando Garza for a mound visit against Elion Rayo, who's 0-for-3. But that's a big second out as Cio flew that ball to center field, and Hobson coming in. You can see him tracking the ball, trying to make a good throw. And the throw is right on the money. The catcher and Luke Schlieger decided against it, and then the ball went away. And for the Giants, they could have added another run right there. 4-2 here in the bottom of the eighth, but Fresno, an opportunity in the ninth inning again. Let's see if deja vu can happen here in San Jose. Perdomo may stay in for that ninth inning. He's had 3 innings of outstanding relief. As the Grizzlies, they trail 4-2 to the San Jose Churros. One of the alter egos for San Jose. Elion Rayo, 2 home runs, 14 RBI, 228 batting average, 0-for-3 tonight. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled off, counted 0-1. Cannon Handy was working as a starter down in the ACL. But out of relief tonight. We'll see if he stays in the bullpen. Austin Emener was hit by a line drive earlier in the week. Well, here comes the 0-1, and that's a fly ball to deep left field. That ball is hit well, and it is gone. 3-run home run for Elion Rayo, and there is the coffin. A 3-run shot, now 7-2 as the Churros another extra base hit. Three home runs tonight. They also have four doubles, seven extra base hits. And that was the coffin. Nail in the coffin for Fresno tonight. And it looks like their winning streak's going to come to an end unless they can have a miraculous ninth inning. Second hit and three runs. And just like that, with two outs, it will be Estelin Cassiani, who is one for three with a double. That ball was crushed by Ryo out to left center field. As here's a fly ball out to center field, and now the left fielder Hill ranges over, and he will make the catch, but not before a big three-run dagger. We head to the ninth. The Grizzlies trail by five. We'll see what they have left in them right after this.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I can pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid Powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The Grizzlies' comeback claws need one tonight. They trail 7-2 here in the ninth inning as G.J. Hill will foul off the first pitch from left-hander Cesar Perdomo. So a three-run home run from Elion Ryo in the bottom of the eighth as the Grizzlies trail 7-2. Let's see what the Grizzlies are made of as here's a chopper, and this will be made by the third baseman Ryo, and Hill is retired. With that, Hill's on base streak looks like it will come to an end at 17 games. He is 0 for 4. As here comes Jason Hinchman. He's 0 for 3. His on base streak might end right here. The Grizzlies' top of the lineup has been so good over the past week. Quiet tonight as there's a called strike. Counted 0-1. That's not a strike. That is outside. Has not been called on the other side. As here comes the 0-1. As that is, that looked more like a strike than the one before. Count it 1-1. Maybe just a reward called back on the previous one. One ball, one strike. Here comes the pitch to Hinchman. And Hinchman checks his swing. It's a called strike. Now 1-2. Hinchman 0-3. The Grizzlies offense, just a quiet night. Three hits, two of them from Darius Perry. Here's the 1-2. And it's called strike three, and Hinchman is out. That's the third strikeout for Perdomo. Second out of the inning, and it brings up shortstop Andy Perez. 0-2, a walk and a run. And this Grizzlies offense, a quiet night. Just three hits. They had two hits in the second inning and a double in the eighth. As that's outside, count at 1-0. San Jose, eight hits. They had four home runs, three home runs, and four doubles. As the 1-0 is outside, two balls and no strikes. So the long ball and doubles hurting Fresno tonight as here comes the 2-0 to Perez. And it swung on and missed, counted 2-1. Great crowd tonight, 3,577. As the Grizzlies, they're an out away from losing this contest. There's a strike, count now at 2-2. And the Grizzlies down to their last strike. Stay tuned for the quick post game, as Fresno will look for a series win tomorrow. Two balls, two strikes. Here comes the pitch from Perdomo. Winds and deals. And it is low. Three balls and two strikes. Perez did not go after the check by the catcher towards the base umpire, Gabe Vargas. Three balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch from Perdomo. And it's a high fly ball out to right field, but it's playable. It's the second baseman, and it's caught by Cio, and that will do it. And the San Jose Giants / Churros, they beat the Grizzlies 7-2 tonight. A quiet night for Fresno's offense, and the pitching staff, a tough night as well. We'll have the post game right after this.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid Powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Welcome back to Excite Ballpark here in San Jose, California for the post-game show wrap-up of tonight's game as your Fresno Grizzlies fall to the San Jose Giants 7-2 here in the South Bay. Fresno 29-20 on the year. San Jose now 28-21. So the teams tomorrow, San Jose will look for a series split. Fresno will look for the series win. Fresno, 2 runs on 3 hits, no errors. They left just 2 runners on. San Jose, 7 runs, 8 hits, no errors. They left 5 on base. The winning pitcher is Hubert Mejias, now 3-2. The loss to Isaiah Coupe, now 4-2. Save to Cesar Perdomo, his second. Time of the game, 2 hours and 1 minute in front of a paid crowd of 3,577. And let's go through tonight's scoring plays where Fresno took an early 2-0 lead, but that's all they could muster. A balk allowed Andy Perez to score, and then an RBI single from Darius Perry. Fresno scoring first has been a big thing for them all year. The Grizzlies now drop to 15-3 when scoring first. After that, San Jose, they had 7 unanswered runs, and they used extra bases to do so. For the Giants, they scored 1 run in the bottom of the second off a ground out from Estelan Cassiani. And then in the bottom of the fourth, Cesar Quintas, a solo shot, tied the game at 2. Bryce Eldridge, a solo shot to center, made it 3-2 San Jose in the fifth. And then in the seventh, another run off a single from Wade Meckler right to the first baseman Jason Hinchman, who couldn't stay down on the ball. In the eighth inning, though, it was Elion Ryo, a 3-run home run to left center field, his 3rd homer of the year. That was the dagger to the Grizzlies, 7-2 San Jose. As we said, it was extra bases, three home runs for San Jose. They had four doubles, seven of their eight hits for extra bases. The single by Wade Mechler that did not even leave the infield. Overall for San Jose, three hits for Quintas, two doubles and a home run. He had two runs scored. Elion Ryo with three RBI. For Fresno, Darius Perry, he had a double among his two hits. He had an RBI. Felix Tena extends his hit streak to 10 games. He had a hit and a run. Andy Perez had a walk and a run. That was really it for Fresno's offense, just three hits and one walk. On the pitching side of things, Isaiah Coupe got the loss for Fresno. He's now 4-2. Five innings, four hits, three runs, three earned, two walks, four strikeouts. He gave up two home runs. And then on the other side, it was Cannon Handy, the reliever, three innings in his debut, four hits, four runs, all earned. He had no walks and three strikeouts. For San Jose, Eubert Mejias continued his great pitching, five innings of two-run ball out, two hits, one walk, and five strikeouts. And then after that, it was Cesar Perdomo, four innings. He had one hit, no runs, no walks, three Ks. He was fantastic out of the bullpen, and he will be part of our pregame show tomorrow as the interview is with former Grizzlies pitcher and San Jose Giants pitching coach and Dan Runsler. Tomorrow, 1 p.m. Pacific time, first pitch. It is a pitching matchup of Jace Kaminska, who was just named Rockies co-pitcher of the month, with also Grizzlies left-hander Wellington Herrera. Kaminska, a 3-1 record, a 1.76 ERA, his lone loss to the Giants. San Jose will give the ball to left-hander Dylan Carmouche, a second time in this series, a 1-1 record, a 3.18 ERA. The Grizzlies will look for a series win. The Giants, they will look for a series split. Fresno, for the time being, now five games back of Modesto in the California League North Division standings. San Jose, they are now just six back. Modesto leads Stockton 3-0. Lake Elsinore all over Rancho Cucamonga, and Inland Empire looking for their first win over Visalia in the series. So hopefully you can join us tomorrow, a 1 p.m. first pitch to wrap up this six-game series for Sunday afternoon baseball, 12:45 pregame show with San Jose Giants pitching coach and Dan Runsler, the former Grizzlies left-hander, and we hope you can join us. However you're listening, wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in to Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice. Have a blessed rest of your Saturday night, and we'll see you tomorrow afternoon for more Grizzlies baseball.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid Powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.